Hello.
Good morning. My name is Walter. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, my name is Franyata Johnson.
And how may I help you today?
I was calling because I was filing my unemployment. Somebody called me from the unemployment office and told me to stop filing, to call back after the 13th and do a new claim.
Okay.
So when I tried it, I'm thinking that he was telling me to go on there and, you know, do a new claim online.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to do it and put my information in, it told me I had to talk to somebody today.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me get that done for you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And same to you, love. And what's your social?
424-111-1578.
And confirm that first, last name and date of birth for me.
Franyata Johnson, January 22nd, 1982.
And your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled, Ms. Johnson?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a driver's license?
No, I have an ID.
Okay. And it's the number I-464-246?
246, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and save accounts or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you like?
I would like to get a direct deposit.
Okay. And is that a checking or savings?
It's my time card. So I think it's a checking and savings. Checking, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
And what's their routing number?
The routing number is 03-110-1279.
And that account number?
156-161-013-867.
Okay, and I'm going to repeat them back to you. The routing number 03-110-1279.
Okay.
And that account number is 156-161-013-867, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And could you confirm for me that mailing address?
So, my address has changed.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all have 5304 Java Avenue. That's my old address. Do you have that?
No, we have a 5716.
Okay, that's my new address. 5716 Sycamore Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228.
Okay. And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No, ma'am. Everything's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yeah, it changed because, I mean, my old address, I've been staying at this house for a year.
Okay. And could you confirm for me that telephone number?
205-830-1302.
And do you have an email address?
FranJohnson3C@gmail.com.
3C?
3C. C as in cat.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to confirm the address. It's 5716 Sycamore Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2202 Stone Street, 399 Crawford's Cove Road, 827 T Street, Ainsley, 912 Mendigale Road, or none of the above?
827 T Street, Ainsley.
Okay, and the second question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 112 39th Street East, 138 Gabriel Drive, 1813 Fulton Avenue Southwest, 257 Old Loki Ferry Road, or none of the above?
1813 14th Avenue.
Okay, and which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Angels, Griffins, Mavericks, Prairie Fire, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. And are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
And last day work?
See, that's what I can't remember. So whatever my last day at work is, I filed, this is from Publix, I filed a, oh Lord, I don't know. Because the last day I filed for unemployment. It was for Publix. There's no way you could tell.
No, ma'am, I can't even look at that to see.
Oh, my God.
You can give me an estimate. It doesn't have to be an exact date.
I'm thinking, hold on, let me go back in my messages. Okay, I'm gonna see. It had to be in August. Hold on, no, I'm lying, hold on. It had to be, let me see, September. Hold on, January. It had to be September. The end of September. I just don't know. I'm trying to see. So it had to be the end of September, I'm thinking, or the middle of September. Because the last, so it had to be like the end of September. Do I need an exact date?
No, ma'am. So we're going to put September. Do you know if it was the beginning, the middle, or the end of September?
So the last message the lady from there sent me was like the 13th. So it was like, I'm going to say like the 20th or something like that.
Okay.
It's like my last day.
Yeah. And that was 2021.
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As many miles as I have to. I need a job. Just a job.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
And do you work? Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Good morning. And what is your job description? What is your job description?
I was a cashier in the pharmacy.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And you said this is for Publix, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number for that employer?
Let me look it up right quick. Their number is 205-497-5366.
And you said 3966?
No. Let me do it again. I'm sorry.
I think I said 3966.
So 205-497-5366.
Okay. And do you remember when your employment start date was?
Hold on. I'm thinking in July. I'm thinking in July.
Okay. I didn't know if it was the beginning, middle, end.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. When I first filed, as soon as I got fired, I had all this together. And I was regular filing, and then somebody called me from the thing was like, hey, stop filing, do it again. You get what I'm saying? So I had to put all that in. Okay, the first message I got from him was like July the 25th. So it had to be before then. So it had to be like the middle.
So we're gonna say like around the 13th.
Yeah. Cause that's the first thing I got from her.
And what city and state did this work take place in?
This was Hewittown, Alabama. Okay, so hold on. So when did I say? I said July.
Uh-huh.
What we say, the 13th. The first message I got from one of the girls that could I come in was like July the 8th.
So it was before then.
Like the beginning of July, huh?
So it was before then.
Yeah, so it was like the beginning of July. So we could say like July the 4th, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. So, Matt, it say, could you come in? So that was on the. Do I need to go back in my calendar?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
They gon.
Okay.
Yeah, long as you give an estimate, they gon. You know, get in contact with the employer anyway.
Okay. I just don't
so
want
the employer, the employer should be able to provide the correct data and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
They fired me.
Okay. And what is the specific reason?
Okay, so when I started there, they wanted me to, after like 3 months I was working there, they wanted me to go and get a paper from someone from the 2121 building.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2121 building down here. When I went to go get the paper from the 2121 building, they told me that Publix would have to request that paper, right? So I go back and tell them that they would have to request the paper. Keep telling them that. They told me since I didn't provide the paper, they fired me. They said they gave me ample enough time to get a paper, but they would not give me the paper at the 2121 building.
Right. And what is the name and title of the person who informed you of your termination?
So my manager was Haley, and whoever her manager is over her, both of them took me in a room and fired. When she was the witness, and whoever he is, I don't know if his name was Austin, somebody over her, her manager fired me.
Okay. So what was their name? What was a... I just need a name and a title of at least one person.
I'm
no
saying you
can
put Haley. Haley. Haley was my manager. Haley.
Haley.
Because if you get in touch with Haley, Haley can tell you who, you get what I'm saying, who fired me.
Right.
Haley and him went in the room with me and fired me.
And what date were you informed of your termination?
I told you I had all of it wrote down. I don't know the end of what I said, September.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date because I had it wrote down in my important papers, and my papers are not with me. So it had to be like the 27th because I asked for unemployment had sent me a paper when I had did it saying send them my last check stub or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I requested it from, you know, the payroll department.
Uh-huh.
That was the 27th. So September the 27th. So the end of September.
And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a 4-digit PIN already, or do I need to reset you one?
Tell me to go in.
Mm-hmm, to do your weekly claim.
I think I do. I hope I. Do you think you need to you need to give me one, or think I need to go ahead and try to do it?
I can't. It ain't gonna let you do it because after doing your claim, you have to wait like 24 to 48 hours before you use your pen.
Okay.
Or to disable it.
Okay.
So I just reset your pen and just give you a new one.
Okay.
That way you won't have to call back and get another one.
Okay.
Okay, and that pen is gonna be, you ready for it?
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be 7882.
7882.
Yes, ma'am.
So when I do my weekly, I can't do my, so I need to wait to do my weekly thing, right? Like Wednesday.
Oh, no, your weekly don't start until Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, which is finished, also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online.
Alabama what?
Alabama Works. That's going to be Alabama spelled out WORKS.
Alabama.gov. Okay.
Okay, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
And that's the duet?
That's if you want to file your weekly on the internet instead of calling.
Okay.
If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
That's the number to call if you want to call and do your weekly. Weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524.
Okay.
Okay, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Ms. Johnson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a good day.
Same to you.